where I am going. Once again, clutter has claimed victory. The days have become unmanageable. Small pieces of life are breaking off and slipping through the cracks, lost forever. Appointments are forgotten, keys misplaced. My firm resolve to aspire to the simple echoes now like a distant cannon firing the first shot of a battle already lost. The hopeful young soldiers of organization, armed with the best of intention, were not overwhelmed quickly, but overcome instead by attrition. They were not defeated in a frontal assault, but rather by a creeping accumulation of camouflaged detail noticed too late. Too many dishes in the sink. No time to make the bed, too many impossible places to be, too far to travel in too little time, and finally, a checking account beyond reconciliation. I know the simple life I long for is within my grasp. It lies dead ahead, just beyond this complexity of habit, just over this hill of accumulation. When I have the strength, I will regroup, consolidate, eliminate, rethink. I will have a garage sale. I will sacrifice everything but a small oriental rug on the polished maple floor, a small oak writing desk by the east window, a vase on the mantel with flowers cut fresh daily from my small but spirited garden. I will make the hard choices. I will undress piece by piece until I am naked, until there is nothing left for the enemy to take. I will count the hours on small Tibetan bells, keep a cupboard with tea and rice. I will keep fresh fruit on the breakfast table and watch the morning light wash through my home unobstructed. I will walk a simple path, unadorned, except by life's own sweet grace.